Okay, this is recording by Dr. Chaitanya Kripalu. She is going to give a review of the week number one meditation class, the introductory or beginner's level meditation class. And this recording is especially for those who have already gone through the class, and it has been created by Dr. Chaitanya for the purpose of a review, so that you can continue the practices on a regular basis. Okay, so Dr. Chaitanya, go ahead, please.
So we are talking about meditation. So what is meditation or meditative lifestyle? The process of meditation is not to make us experience peace for a few minutes or a few days, but to give us the power so that we face every situation in the day peacefully. The right practice creates a transformation in our lives. Right meditation means connection between the soul and the Supreme Soul. Now, the meditation lifestyle means a conscious attention on creating the right thoughts. We need to pause and spend a moment with ourselves to change the thought. Because every time we have a thought, that's where the whole loop starts. So each time you create a negative thought, we need to reflect on what the mind is feeling. Using the spiritual wisdom, give it the answer so it is replaced with the right thought. This teaches the mind to learn good thought habits.
Okay, sure. Okay, very good.
And maybe this.
Continue,
the
yeah.
Same recording.
Continue.
So when I talk about power, what does it mean? Power means the ability to influence future change. Then economic power, we talk about scientific power, religious power, political power. They're all different powers because they have the ability to influence people's lives. Now, our personal power is the highest, because that's where you can make a difference and take responsibility. So that influences our every thought, feeling, and thereby our destiny. The spiritual power is our consciousness of the inner peace and unconditional love. This inner power, when realized, is what gives command of our inner state of being.
Okay, continue.
So these are the two intentions and a brief idea about what meditation is and what should it mean for you in your future lives when practicing these tools that is given in the first class and, of course, every class thereon. That is that. And the next one I wanted to share was a intention of gratitude. This is the biggest thing or the highest, which creates a highest state of vibration in ourselves. And that is why we begin the day with gratitude. And gratitude means giving thanks or giving, being grateful, or a sense or highest sense of appreciation for anything and everything we have. So that means that you're so grateful for just being, not even necessarily have to count every single thing you have materially or relationships or anything. Just observe your mind, your body, and see that it is so beautiful. And that itself will give you a huge or a great sense of gratitude. So the intention, the action of gratitude is the inner symphony of the heart. It opens to sing with thanks for the smallest things. To hear a bird sing, to see a child laugh, to receive a friend's affection are all invitations to practice the attitude of gratitude. So if you can remember, like a takeaway point, the attitude of gratitude is everything. What it signifies or what it tells us is we are just happy and contented just for now, because the only reality is just now. There is no past or future. The whole past and the future is only in our minds. So if we even try to be in the present and just being grateful for the present moment, that is huge. That itself lifts you up into the highest state of vibration. And then if you practice your meditation technique after that, your meditation goes well.
Right.
Because you're already in a higher state, and then you can sense the peace or the calmness or just a balance, kind of a feeling of balance at that point.
Okay, very good. Go.
So we also talked about two things, the breathing technique. We introduced the technique of alternate nostril breathing. This is a technique which was started in ancient India by the saints and sages who practiced this nostril breathing. And breathing in general is what it does to us is it regulates or it brings the mind and the heart in coherence. And the best part is it integrates everything in your, all the energies in your being or in your body. So when you breathe, it's easier technique to actually breathe and bring the mind in order instead of trying to bring the mind in order by itself. As we know, the mind is so chaotic with thoughts. So that just is almost hard to control the thoughts. Mm-hmm. So we're not really controlling anything here. We're using the breathing to kind of integrate the rest of the body, essentially. So the alternate nostril breathing is supposed to have a lot of benefits, not just in the mind, of course, since we have the mind-body connection, we start with that, but in consequentially, over a period of time, you're going to see a difference even in your body, meaning your health, medical health, which is all the different kinds of chronic diseases and everything. So how we start is you take your pinky and your thumb and hold it in front of your face, and you close. You always start with the left nostril. So you take, you breathe, you close your right nostril with the thumb, and then you inhale with your through your left nostril, and take a deep inhale. Start with your belly first, and then fill your belly, and then your chest, then all the way up to the head. So it becomes long and one straight inhale and long inhale. And then you hold for a few seconds. And now you close the left nostril with your pinky and then breathe out through your right nostril. Now, once you breathe out, again, this has to be a long exhale. You're breathing all the way from the top of the head to the base of your feet. You can just imagine that just to make it long enough. Now, once you've exhaled, then again, inhale through the right nostril the same way, you know, inhale, making through first start with the belly and then your chest and all the way up to the head. Once you do that, again, hold for a few seconds, then close the right nostril with your thumb and breathe out through your left nostril. Now, you're going to repeat the cycle for at least 2 to 3 minutes, ideally in the morning. And you always start with the left nostril, inhale with the left nostril, and exhale with the left nostril. It's just easier to remember that. So that's the technique. It has tremendous benefits. If you want to use this technique before your meditation, that would be ideal because it just gives you, it takes you to a better space, which we want, a calm feeling. So it's very good to do that. Now, you can use this any part of the day. Of course, you want to use it when you're not driving or anything like that. But if you're sitting and you just remind yourself to do it, just do that. So it could be any time, but it's just one of the forms of breathing. Okay. And then what we did was we did humming. And not what humming means is you take a deep inhale, full breath, and then you go hum. Mm-hmm. And you can do as long as you can hold the breath with the exhale. You're actually exhaling with it, you know, not physically, but it goes that way when you're doing that. Then again, inhale. Now do this about maybe 9 or 10 times or 11 times. What you want to do is observe when you're humming out how your body feels, how your energy rises, or, you know, different parts of your body is stimulated. Your skin feels as if it's buzzing. Your bones are buzzing. Your muscles are buzzing. So it just gives you a great sense of, you know, increased vibration. And eventually you should even feel like you're buzzing in the brain. And that's a good feeling, because you want that energy rising. And it's a great feeling, especially if you're tired or you're not, you know, you're feeling fatigued. You could use it any point in time, but it would be a good, you know, an addition in your meditation practice. You can include it in that.
Right.
And so that's basically like a vibration. And then we did affirmations. Now, what's the point of affirmation? What is an affirmation? So affirmations are sentences or a line. You want to keep it simple. You don't want to make it too complicated. Now, let's say I'm not feeling good and I want to be healthy. Or if I say I am not energetic and I want to feel the energy. So we'll start with that. There is a four-line affirmation we did in the first class. It is really meaningful, and it just covers everything. So it's, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm abundant, I'm free. So you're saying I'm happy because you want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. I'm healthy because if you're feeling sick or tired and not feeling good, you want to be healthy. And then you're using I'm abundant because it could be not just money. It could be anything. Abundant of love, abundant of wisdom, knowledge. It could be abundance of everything in all aspects. And then finally, because you have all this, you're really free because you're not attached. You have everything. You don't need to be attached to anything. So that's freedom. Now, what's the purpose of this? Because you could use it at any time. In fact, I would ask you or urge you to use it all the time, especially when the thoughts and the negative loop starts off, just to get aware of it. That's the first step. So once you're aware of it, you start using the affirmation. So what it does is it interrupts the thought process, whatever the negative loop you started, and then it also affirms to your subconscious that this is what you want and not the negative loop. So you're kind of doing, you're actually reprogramming your subconscious mind, which is full of all the negative information right now. So this is a great way of reprogramming, because over time, when you keep doing these affirmations, what you want to see in you happening, it becomes you after a while, and you will wonder, like, oh, the negative loops are not as bad as they used to be. So that is why the affirmations are very informative. Now, you don't have to use all the four. If you want to split it, you could do that. If you say, like I was telling you, if you want more energy, you could say, I have unlimited energy. I have unlimited energy. I have unlimited energy. In fact, if you do it continuously for 5 minutes, even as a meditation, let's say you're in a really depressed state and you want to come out of it, and you cannot meditate and you cannot sit there. You do the breathing and then you start saying this, you know, repeatedly, and preferably aloud, but you can say it in your mind too. So you keep saying it and saying it. Before you know it, you start changing your whole energy pattern, because every positive thought has a certain chemical it secretes, and every negative thought has this chemical which is secreted. So the more you do the positive thoughts to change the thoughts by these affirmations, the chemical starts releasing, and that's what creates this change in you, in the inner being. So that is the whole idea of affirmation. It's very simple. So what you want to do at home is make index cards or flashcards, write your affirmation, what you want to see in the future, and put it all over in your dashboard in the car, in your refrigerator, put it on the counter, everywhere you can see in the beginning, because you want to build awareness. But once you have the awareness, you don't need all these cards anymore. You just have it anyway. But before that, you just want to break those loops of negative thoughts. So it really is hugely helpful. So that's what the affirmation's for. So now we did talk about stress. I think that is going to be, in another recording. It's a separate recording because it's a dialogue.
Right.
But to end with this, the first class is the most important is using all this information, and how do you want to integrate in your day-to-day life. You want to do a 15-minute not a meditation, in routine in the morning. And it has to be every day. Pick a time. If you get up at 6 o'clock, you want to get up at 5:45. Don't even wait. Just go to the bathroom. If you don't want to brush, don't even brush, because you're giving minimum time for your brain to make a choice. So no choice. Just go. Just like you brush. You don't have to make a choice for brushing. You just do it anyway. So it's the routine things your body has done. It's the same thing. You're trying to create a routine here. Mm-hmm. So you do that. So you get up, you make a space in the same room in your sleep just to create a chair there, put like a little blanket there and just sit there. So the first 5 minutes, again, like we practiced here in the first class, is gratitude, because that is beautiful. You can journal if you want to, that 5 minutes. You can say it in your mind, however you want to do it. I like to journal better because it's just a clear flow and you're writing and it's more focused, and you actually have more concentration. That's how. Sometimes, especially in the mornings, your mind is not in the right place. You go all over. So you go from gratitude to God knows what. So it's good to write it down. So now, after 5 minutes is when you go into your meditation. Mm-hmm. So you can use the first technique we talked about, which is just observing your breathing and just paying attention and basically trying to focus on a point in your body, and it could be any part of the body. And just notice every time your thoughts go away and wander off, bring it to the body or the breath. So you're just observing that. So bring it and create that 5 minute meditation routine. Now, once you've done that, you want to create an intention for the day. It could be anything. Say, and that could be like an affirmation. You could do that as an affirmation for 5 minutes. Say, I'm happy, I'm healthy. Because you want to say at the end of the day, this is my state of inner being. Because that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what happened in your day or anything. So you say, I'm fulfilled, I'm satisfied, I'm happy, I'm contented, I'm energetic at the end of the day. You want to be energetic when you're, going to sleep. So things like that, you want to create that and use it as an affirmation for that day. And then once you've done all of this, it's a basic routine that I describe. If you have a little more time and you want to do it, you can introduce the breathing, you can do the humming, however you want to do it. So that would be your routine. But that's not enough. The second main thing which you want to do is there are apps on your iPhone. It's called the meditation bell. You can use that. Or a reminder, that is something called Ida reminder, which you can set for every hour, every 2 hours. I would suggest putting it every 2 hours. The reason is, even if you don't have a chance to do it every 2 hours, it's a reminder. So even having the reminder would at least let you take a few breaths. And the breathing is everything. Because every time you breathe, like we talked about, it regulates, expands your heart and, integrates your energies and brings you into this parasympathetic mode instead of being in the sympathetic mode, which is go, 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 and your stress hormones are high. So it kind of helps you go into this parasympathetic mode where your stress hormones fall down and your other hormones pick up, which is for healing, which is for growth, which is to aid you in digestion, which is helping you in absorption. And so that would be your day. So in addition, I have a few more pointers you want, especially at meal times. So you want to take at least 5 or 10 minutes. I know everybody's busy nowadays. Everybody's rushing from place to place. I would have you take 5 minutes or 10 minutes and do nothing. Only focus on eating. And what I mean is intuitive eating, just a couple of breaths before you eat so that you go into the parasympathetic mode and use your senses to enjoy the food. Pray before you eat. And prayer doesn't mean it's to God or anything. If you believe in God, well and good, just do that. Prayer is basically being thankful, again, being grateful for the food in front of you, for the people who grew this food, the farmers who, got you the grains here, the vegetables, whatever you're eating on your plate, and just being grateful for that. So the reason for the grateful is, again, your vibration goes up and you're in a place where you can receive this food. So what does food mean to the body? It's a source of energy. So that's what nutrition does. So you want to make that energy really work for you. And that means it'll aid in the absorption and digestion, and the body cooperates. Self-talk is absolutely, absolutely very, very crucial. So you want to almost talk your body saying, this is the food I give you, please accept it, and you know, let me digest and absorb so that my body is completely healthy. So you do that, and then go on with every mealtime you do that. So that is another important part during the day, because you give intervals when your body can actually do its job instead of constantly being in stress and everything else is chaotic. So that's the whole idea about, you know, the final thing. This last bit, which I told you, is for life. That's not just a class, but we're just introducing in the first class. We repeat it. We are going to repeat it every class till the last class. So you want to take away point, even if you don't do anything else, this routine is going to help you for the rest of your life.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Chaitanya.